Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Power for a green life. So today I want to teach you about the mystery of color green. But I want to tell you to pray for you. So I title it Power for a Green Life. Until your life is green, people will love you. When your life is red or black or gray, people will mock you. That's why I need to teach you this now. You need power to live a green life. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 to 30, you will see there, that green was the first recorded color in the Bible. That shows its supremacy over all other color. And the Lord said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the earth, blessed, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. Verse 30. And to all the beasts on the earth, of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give you every green plant for food. And it was so. Green was the first recorded color. Anytime you see the first mention, we call it the law of the first mention in the Bible. The law of the first mention, the first cloth, the first color, the first question in the Bible, they carry power. Let me pray for 50 of you. May your life be green. Yeah. Your amen shows up. You are saying, which won't be green again? They ask me. Whether you understand my shami, shami, kami, they just be saying amen. I know if it costs you. Amen. When I say amen, say amen. Huh? May your life be green. Sneaky goes again. Revelation chapter 9, verse 4. And it was commanded them, thank you, Lord Jesus, whatever they have written in Arabic, whatever they have written in Aramaic, whatever they have written in blood, because of that person right now that is listening to me, that thing is wiped away by the blood of Jesus. Any handwriting, oh, speaking against your enjoyment, they wrote it and they threw it away. They wrote it and they buried it. Christ has delivered us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for it is written. Cause them man to hang the tree. So the blessing of God can come to the Gentiles. So whoever is listening to me now, they said they wrote it and you are suffering. What they have written is cancelled now in the name of Jesus. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth. From today, nobody will hurt you. Neither any green thing. That's the last passage of the Bible. I'm showing Genesis, is Revelation. Neither any tree, but only those men which have known the seal of God in their forehead. How come the seal of God is connected to green? I will show you. Follow me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Green is the color of life. Follow me. It is not red. Green is reflection of renewal. When something has died and is growing back, it becomes green. Let me quickly pray for 21 of you. You are looking at me, it's not good. May your life be green. Green is not only a bright color, it's a positive color. He said, green has entered not only into many cultural things, both art and religion. Both art and religion. Thank you, precious Lord. Father, we give you praise. I continue. In a scriptural context, green often symbolizes life, vitality. Not only life and vitality alone, it symbolizes prosperity and God's provision. See, when you dream and you see green, see, continue with whatever you are doing, God will soon answer you. When you dream and you see red, I will tell you what it means. I'm not teaching about dream today. Anybody here that your head is always stubborn against prayer? Any head that is bewitched here now, that no matter what, you say, I was preaching in Germany. I was not invited. It was the one of God in Belgium that said, Daddy, please follow me. So she said, my daddy is here. I want him to bless you for 15 minutes. And they looked at me from head to toe, sizing me up for whatever thing, I don't care. When I took the microphone, I saw the pastor's wife. She did her hand like this. And I said, why? The Lord said, look at, an angel came with a baby. And she said, they should take the baby away. So I said, there is somebody here. Several times God has brought a baby to you, but you refuse. And the Lord is saying, if you can change your mind today, you will receive your baby. And you know, see, don't know people in flesh anymore. Forget about title. Pray that God will reveal people to you. Somebody say, I hear you. And the Lord gave me her local name, as he used to do. When they had the local name of their mommy Gio, the church started having problem. And she said, it's me. I said, do you have any child? He said, no. I said, why are you refusing this baby? The husband sat down and said, everybody brought out the iPad, they are looking. Likewise here now. I see some head that is saying, I no go agree. Any head that wants to reject prayer here, I command here your head to hear the word of God and receive God's blessing in the name of Jesus. Among the people that will be celebrated, your head will not be the one that will be an audience alone, but your head will be part of people that will be celebrated on earth in the name of Jesus. Oh, if you are the only one, I pray for shout seven amen and pack your blessings. Two, three, four, six. Green represents, is a symbol of God's provision, vitality, life, prosperity. Green means that God has made you to get to your settling place where you go chop money. Green represents abundance. I mean, I'm ready to pray for you. May this year be a year of abundance for you. Green represents a rebirth, all the newer. Where your blessing have stopped last year, last month, I see a renewer. Oh my God, which kind of church is that? I see a renewer. In the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 8. Your pastor does not preach a straight message. His message is always corny. Don't worry. For he shall be as a tree. God has blessed your radio. Planted by the waters. And what? And spread out her roots by the river. And shall not see when heat cometh. No matter the heat of that country that you are, or in Nigeria, you will not feel the heat. But her leaves shall be green. Wait, leave the Bible passage. Let me quickly pray for you. In the many days of your life on earth, may your life be green. I say, in the remaining days of your life on earth, you will not know drought in the name of Jesus. In the remaining days of your life on earth, you will not beg to survive in the name of Jesus. If you are the only one I pray for, let me hear your bigger amen. And shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So, when your life is green, you have fruits. Come on. When your life is green, you have results. When your life is green, you are not a storyteller. When your life is green, you are moving in life. It might not be very, very fast, but you are moving. Edagun, I want to pray for you. Whatever that is making your life negative of green, that in die now in the name of Jesus. So green becomes the color of life. What is the color of life? Not cream, not tomato green. No. Don't let's go there. From this day, the Lord will color your life. Life becomes colorful when God adds color to your life. Edakun, let us pray. From today, may God add color to your life. And what is the color you want? Ben. It's a spiritual thing. Don't go and change your letterhead to green, your house to green. The landlord will arrest you. Every green, green, that's not what I said. You now buy green, green, green every day. That's not it. Green is spiritual. Okay. So God is a God of color. And in the economy of color, green, no big joke. Mm-mm-mm. It carries a symbolic meaning. Oh, I told you. Several times I've traveled through Etihad, through Etihad and the other planes, those two superior like that. The Arabic plane, very mighty plane, and Emirates. Etihad and Emirates. And I've listened to them reading their and my heart breaks. And listen to my prayer that in my lifetime, one of you, oh my God, one of you, oh my God, one of my daughters, one of my sons, we have their own hairline in the name of Jesus. And the hairline will say, let us pray. We are not forcing anybody to pray, but we want to pray. Father, this plane is moving. And I hear it every time. They will not even allow Bible in the plane. What has happened to the people God has blessed? We're looking for popularity. What about influence, even in the air? That's not where I'm going to. Let's be spiritual. So, in the economy of color, green, now, Baba. That's why I'm coming to pray for you today. I am just coming to pray for you today that concerning your life, your destiny, the Lord will make your life green. So, green is connected to life, vitality, growth, fruitfulness. Abby? Don't forget it. I'll take it deeper now again. Follow me. Now, let's try and interpret the colors. Let's start from red. Red means danger. Red means stop. When you see red, you do what? You stop. Yes, yes, yes. That's red. Red can also mean energy. It can also mean passion. Red also means judgment. Will you remember all this? Danger, energy, passion, judgment. It's not the church where we come and just say, I'm teaching you, take this and prosper. I'm not just coming to this church and you are being injected with knowledge. You will not fail in life. Okay? Red is also connected to honor. You see, they said red carpet. You have had red carpet before? And royalty. So sometimes, most times, you see king putting on red, or you see carpet red. When you see red on the floor, saying red carpet means honor. So that is red. I move to white. White speaks of purity and peace. You're praying for something and you are finding out, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden you see white. God is telling you there's peace in it. Go ahead. You're praying about something, you had a dream, and all you saw is a red. God is telling you, stop. Okay, let's take the second one. The third one,
I just give you five. Black. Let's take black now. Black, dark blue, gray, violet, all of them, they are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And they are often associated with mystery and suspense. Black, dark blue, violet, gray, they are always, you are looking at my clothes, Abby. I saw you. The Lord will forgive you. So it is a signal, suspense and mystery. Let's talk about blue. Blue is talk about heavenly. So you now hear blue now. Same time you're hearing blue, I want to be heavenly. What your heart is demonic. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the meaning of blue in the realm of the spirit. So blue means heavenly. Sometimes peace, calm, and trustworthiness. Let's talk about yellow. Yellow is get ready for something. That thing you are getting ready for, you don't know. It's a warning sign. So get ready to stop or get ready for something good to happen. So when you see yellow, pause a little because you need to know, what am I stopping for? Can I pray just for one person in this assembly right now? I'm looking at the time. 9 is 9. We close by 9. Receive the sermon to know how you are going to plot your life in the name of Jesus. Now let's go to green. Now you got every one of them. Did you miss any? Okay, if you miss any, go back to YouTube or Facebook and watch it. Now green represents grace. Green represents life. Green represents vitality. Green represents abundance. Then green represents provision. Come, let me show you. Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2. We used to read it. The Lord is my shepherd. See? I shall not want. See? Now, look at it. Verse 2. The Bible is always specific. He maketh me, tell me, Akiola, to lie down in green pasture. Wait. Why green? That means in a pasture where there is life. You will not do business that doesn't have life. You will not, I'm telling you, you will not enter into a marriage that will not give you life. Green, but it maketh me. I pray for 70 of you. The Lord will make you to lie in green pasture. Follow me. I want to show you something. No normal shepherd will put his sheep where there is no green. He can walk for hours to get it there. So you know. Now God as such, if knows where your green pasture, oh my God, wherever your green pasture is, if it's not in Nigeria, the Lord will take you there. Hey, look at me. Who will take you there? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Again, for why? He maketh me to lie down. I didn't lie down there. He told me, Israel, lie down here. Oh yeah, I want to pray for you. Wherever your green pasture is, sir, the Lord will take you there. Oh boy, you are posing. I said, the Lord will take you there. Madam, the Lord will take you there. The Lord will lead you there. The Lord will direct you there. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. Oh yeah, sit down but not go down in life. When you get there, look at me, you are never in need again. You will get there. So anytime you are thinking about getting there in life, you are talking about green. Father, make my life green. You have shortened it. Make my life prosperous. Make my life fruitful. Make my life abundant. Give me provision. Direct me. Father, make my life green. Oh yeah, Sobe. See, when you get there, you don't ask for attention again. by the time you begin to chop, I said, about you they chop money, oh. You they chop money because you have gotten to your green pasture. If I'm confusing you, shout hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Put it back there. But you cannot get there by your own. I want to travel to Luxembourg. I want to travel to Luxembourg. And I want to go to Australia. Somebody just look and say, I want to go to Australia. Somebody brought 15 countries. That let me pray. Any of this just mark. I say, eh? 15. He said, yes. I say, not me. He said, just look. That is just look. I say, I can't see anything. He leadeth me. Because green pastures alone cannot sustain you. When you eat and you don't drink water, you choke. Oh, excuse me. He said, he maketh me to lie down. I didn't lie there myself. That was why when I came to a cartoon and some people want to kill me, I told them, the Lord brought me here. And since now God bring me here, you cannot kill me. He leadeth me. Connect to this person. Let me pray. Let me summon you to the prayer. Just see it. The Lord will lead you in life. Oh my God. I said the Lord will lead you in destiny. The Lord will lead you in marriage in the name of Jesus. The Lord will lead you in business in the name of Jesus. The Lord will lead you in location in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you. Where your still water is, the Lord will take you there. If you are the one I pray for, shout till the amen and pack your blessings. Sit down, but don't go down in life. You will notice anywhere you see green, look around, there is water around. Put your hand on your chest. The Lord is working already here. This year, even from today, the Lord will give you rest. You know, when God blesses you, there is no bill that is coming. You just say, put it on the table there, don't worry. Abi? But when there is no money, every call is a fear. Every knock is a fear. Today, I came as your father. I came as your priest. And I came as your prophet. The Lord will give you financial rest. This amen is provoking me. The Lord will give you financial ease. The Lord will give you rest of mind. If you believe it, shout a living amen now. Lord, make my life green. I'm not hearing you, Father. Make my life green. Say a bigger amen. So from today, your life will never be red. When they say somebody's account is red, say you know the meaning. Yes, what's the meaning? So I'm praying for you. Yes, from today, your life will never be red. Yes, your account will not be red. Yes, I'm in the wrong church. We are there, Pastor Paul. Ah, your storehouse will not be red. Yes, your pocket will not be red. Yes, but they shall be green. Yes, bank account green. Full stuff green. Your pocket green. If you are the one, I pray for shout a big amen now. Not only red, your life will not be black. Stop looking at people wearing black. You like problem. It's not about clothes, it's spiritual. Somebody say spiritual. Spiritual. Remember this teaching from the word of God. I show you from the word of God. This is not a book of Kaaba. It's a book, the word of God. I'm showing you from. When your life is black, no information, no dream, no revelation. In the day when God has not spoken to me, I the fear. I say, what's going to happen? So when your life is black, it's not good. So green is good for you. White is good for you. Bring this Bible passage. Let me bring this sermon to an end. I want us to pray. The good shepherd is Jesus Christ. There is a way you must follow in life. There is a place he's taking you to. Just as every merchant looks for green pasture and water, There is a place God has prepared for you. I'm praying for you from my heart. You will get there. Mark chapter 6, verse 38-39. So begin to go for green. What is water? He said, anybody that believe me, out of his belly shall flow what? Oh God. What kind of job? Out of it shall flow what? I'm manipulating the Bible, have you? So you need green. I know living waters. Okay. Mark 6, 39. And Jesus commanded all of them to sit down. Hey. By groups. On what? The green grass. Look at me. Anytime God wants to settle a man, he makes him to settle down on his green pasture. Stretch your hand to this place for me. I want to pray for you. May the Lord settle you. So the Lord making him to sit down. I'm praying for you spiritually. May the Lord settle you. Hey, I'm not hearing you. Financially, may the Lord settle you. Where you are, he said, he made him to sit among princes. He took him, he commoted him from the grave, from the pit, and he brought him down. Anybody here in the pit of family, in the pit of nonsense, the Lord will take you away from there and take you to your green pasture in the name of Joshua. So until God makes your life fruitful, you cannot be fruitful in life. Like God makes your life green, there's no fruitfulness, there's no result. You just go church, you just say wahala. And that's why I came as your pastor, your prophet and priest. May your life be green. Psalm 23, verse 2 to 3 now. So when God wants to settle a man, he makes him to sit down in his what? Green pasture. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anyone with eye problem? The Lord is touching your eyes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 2 to 3. Play for me. Only you are God, Igwe. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. What is the result? Verse 3. Everybody, result. Verse 3, result. Go. Wait. Bible says, bless the Lord and all that is within me. If you are in debt, is your soul at rest? What did Jack say? Somebody came and said, he's owing 50 million. I said, eh? Why? He said, I don't know. 50 million. Pray for somebody in our assembly in Lekki and Ajao. I said, you just paid 271 million. He said, yes. And you are owing millions. And I said, yes. How do you do it? He restored my soul. Put your chest for me again. I want to pray for you. Any soul that is not resting here, the weight, troubles of life has overwhelmed you. You don't even know who to trust anymore. You don't even know who to talk to anymore. You don't even know who to call anymore. And I connect you to your maker, that the Lord will restore your soul in the name of Jesus. Wait. Remove and sit down. So, the restoration of your soul is connected to your what? Green pasture. Oh my God. The word of God is sweet, man. So, the peace of mind you are looking for is connected to what? Green pasture and living water. Then he leaded me in the path of righteousness. I am not going to enter cultism. I am not going to do mago. I am not going to get righteousness. Righteousness exalt. I am still manipulating you. Somebody say word. Don't forget this. I end this service by telling you, what do I do? Run to Jesus. Looking at the time almost cheated us last week. Say, we just woke up and said that time has gone. We don't go greet today. Run to Jesus. Let me tell you how your life was before you came to Jesus. In those days, photos come in what? In black and white. No, so black and what? But when civilization came, color came. See, until you accept Jesus in your life, there is no color in your life. Forget about all the abracadabra you are seeing on the Facebook, on the net, and you are always their fans. Forget about that. Now lie. The day you receive the sermon like your Father and the Lord, nothing will just be smiling. You will just be smiling. So I'm smiling, don't worry. Let me ask somebody beside you, are you saved? Let me ask him. Run to who? You are afraid to call his name. Run to who? Once you come to your head, your life changed from black and white to what? Color. Kai. Number two, what should I do? Don't joke with the word of God. In forever, oh Lord, my word is set. When I was having a lot of problems in ministry, the Lord told me, start reading the word. And the Lord told me, go to bookshop. He said, take that book. I started reading. I saw my life change. The Bible says, so mightily grew the word and it prevailed. I taught you, before you take breakfast, take the word. I told you, Bible before breakfast. You did one. Then answer me now. You are waiting for breakfast in bed. Number three, know your purpose. If you don't know your purpose, and you know Femi Akinola, you should know your purpose. Because I will tell you your purpose. And I preach so many messages on purpose. Please connect to our podcast and search purpose. You see many messages there. Don't only know your purpose. Look at me. Thrive in it. There is a level you get to in life. When they are talking about a particular thing, they'll say, no, go and meet her. That is the level God is taking you to. Did you say, ma'am? I said, that is where God is taking you to. And the last one. Have contentment. If God is going to give you 500 billion, it will start with 500 naira. And God has started to change your life small, small, but no. They told me a story when I was a small boy. A particular man that suffered for so many years. He suffered so that if you see leaf on the ground, he will almost pick it. And he met a man that gave him a goose. And he said, this goose or dog will lay for you a golden egg every day. Take the golden egg and sell. How many eggs in a day? One egg. So every day he picked the egg and sell. God has started blessing him. But one day he said, let me open the dog and pack all the egg inside. Now so he killed the dog. When he killed the dog, he didn't see anything there. What God wants to give to you is not in the realm of the physical. Your blessing is being cooked in heaven. Using your brain and idea. And God will give you an idea so that you can work on them and make money. Please don't join cult. Should I go on my knees and beg you? Should I? Please don't join God. Please don't join them. You might not get there very quickly and early, but I assure you, remember Jeremiah said, I will give you an expected end. The most important is that you should end well. Forget about all these things you see on the social media. 99% of what you see on social media is a lie. Look at me, my children, they are packaging. And very, very soon, they shall be packaged off. And that's why you see, very soon, they are facing off. Wait on God. Be contented. Whatever God has given to you, I didn't say you should die there, but improve. Don't say you want to become
senator in one day. Watch the group of people you follow. The Lord is my shepherd. Unfortunately, the government is not my shepherd. The family is not my shepherd. Are you listening to me? My village is not my shepherd. Are you listening to me now? My friends are not my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And because he's my shepherd, NIV said, I lack nothing. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. And because of that, he restored my soul. Please rise and let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I wanted to say, Lord, I thank you for this word. I want to use 1 minute, 60 seconds to thank God for this word of God. This revelation, you cannot fail with this one. Go ahead and thank him. Only you are God. Just thank him for this word. Thank you for this word. Thank you for your 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 word. Hallelujah. Say after me, say, Father, I thank you for this word. I want you to say, make God hear forever. Say, let me hear you go. Say, with this word, I cannot fail. Say after me, say, forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Say it. Say, with your word, my life is settled. Oh, yeah, say amen. Very good. We want to pray. As we are praying, whatever God tells me, I'll tell you. If you don't tell me nada, I'll tell you nothing. Are you ready to pray? Oh Lord, my Father, give me direction. I'm not hearing you. I don't hear you well. You say waiting. Say spiritually, financially, maritally, and emotionally. Father, give me direction. Lift up your voice, somebody, and cry to God. They are not praying here. Give me direction. Give me direction. Come on, come on. Are you praying to God? Give me direction, Lord. You better cry to God. Your friend will not show you the secret. Give me direction. He leaded me beside the sea waters. Give me direction. 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 You are not praying, no. You are not praying, no. Give me direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, be with God. Father, take me to my green pasture in life. I have never prayed as you stay with me for life. Do you hear what I said? I have never prayed that and they should stay with me for life. No. In you spreading, that is where I'm spreading. So I am not part of the pastor that I am. Wherever your green pastor is, I use my mouth to pray for you. The Lord will take you there. You will pray this prayer as if you are crazy, sir. Father, Father, you are not ready here. Say, Father, lead me and take me to my green pasture in life. Are you ready to pray? We were in the house when the Lord told that man of God, somebody is coming to take you to a country that is this flag. Remember? So we carry map. We started searching. The country was different from where he wants to go because he wants to go to Malaysia. But this is what God said. He said, sir, I don't have anybody here. I said, I don't know. That's what God said. We were eating together on the floor, burning on the road.
I was out one day. One man came, and the man said, "I've been looking for you." And they carry him from Nigeria to where he is. I'm not going to say it because it's very close to me. 3 months after this man of God got there, his helper died. Before your helper died, they will deliver in the name of Jesus. When they sent me out of the house, if I used my own money to pay for the person I was staying with, the husband has traveled and I cannot live with her. They will say I'm marrying her. So I used my money. You remember her now? That was where you came to meet me for prayer, Pastor Paul, with your tie very big and you were very short like this that time. Okay? I used my own money to pay for her and we stayed in that house. The owner sent us away. Everybody did not come to fellowship again because I was sitting by the gutter. A Muslim woman came. You remember her now? And said, "Ah, Uncle Femi, I will give you the money my husband gave me. I used the money to rent 3-bedroom. And what happened? I gave her the money back in 4 months. After 2 months, making 6 months, she died. Before my helper died." No, one by one. Say, "Father, take me and lead me to my green pasture." Oh yeah, lift up your voice and cry to God. Somebody. Somebody. Somebody, oh. Somebody's not praying here. Are they praying here? Are you praying here, sir? Are they praying there, sir? What about this place? Are they praying? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm not hearing Jesus' name we pray. I'm not hearing Jesus' name we pray. Pray this prayer very quickly. I will not be used spiritually. The Lord said to me, "There are two people here. I will fish them out. I've seen one of them. I'm looking for the second person. If they use you, you become empty chair." Amen. See, we will pray this prayer. This time is running. I wanted us to pray for 3 minutes. How many minutes? 3. Let's do it. But if there is positive result, I will stop you. 3 minutes. I will not be used. Hey, my soul, I will not be used. A man of God went to this Christian pastor's meeting. Look at me, pastor's meeting, yo. Come. And they shook him like this. After they finished shaking him, you know what happened? His life changed. His kilon continued to manage. What's that thing? Scrotum sac, eh? Echo started bleeding. And he said, "Baba." I said, "What?" He said, "My scrotum is bleeding." I said, "Meet me at home." I said, "Sit down here." I gave him Bible to chop. What did I give him chop? He slept. By the time he woke up, the way he ate, I said, "Check, bring it out." He said, "The thing has stopped." I said, "Go to the house." What happened? It is the same people they were praying together that attacked him. They wanted to use him. That man, 32 years old boy, they made him to be the chairman of the group of Christians that they do. He sat down there. He fell the first time. They put him there. He fell the second time. What was he supposed to do? They come. I said, "Tell that boy not to sit there. Tell him to run." He said, "No. What God cannot do." He went and sat there. "What's your kidney? You don't know that one. You're in this country. If they go for interview, they will ask you, 'What's your KG?' You say, 'Odule.' By the time he fell the third time, he passed out. I will not be used." Hey, you know, but I say, "I will not be used." Say, "I refuse to be used. I am not a thing of sacrifice." Somebody shout in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Come on, come on, come on. Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying? I will not be used. Whoever wants to use me, or they want to use you or your family. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Give, somebody is trying to do juju on you. Kneel down there. Let me pray for you. Just kneel down there. Don't worry. Now, as I pray for gift, anybody here that they are using juju on, they are testing juju on you. That will be their last attempt in the name of Jesus. Anybody carrying juju to your property? Anybody carrying juju to your shop? Anybody carrying juju to your house? I hope you know they do juju. Eh? Anybody carrying juju to your children? Anybody trying your life with juju? I command their juju to finish them in the name of Jesus. I command their juju to finish them. Oh my God, I command their juju to finish them. If I hear your amen, receive your blessing in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Shout a thunderous amen. Let me hear you now. Let us pray some more. Time is running. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our God is a good God. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, say what I said. My helper will not die. One of the reasons why you suffer is that your helper has not located you, or they don't pay him. When you see people on the street suffering, they have killed their helper. And most of the time, he can be your father. He can be. I'm telling you, once they kill him, and it is the helper of the family they want to kill first. Once they remove it, they just leave the family. Everybody is stranded. When you hear, strike the shepherd and the flock scatter. Likewise, kill the helper. And the people that are dependent on him, they scatter. Have you seen the mother chicken, mother hen, with 12 chicks, eh? And they kill it. All the children will scatter. Can I pray for you before you pray? Your helper will not die. Somebody holler to God, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, by the blood of Jesus, my helper will not die. Oh Lord, sustain him and keep him. Lift up your voice and pray. Somebody. You are holy. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? What is the Lord? What is the Lord? You are holy. Holy. You are not praying here.
Are you Lord God Almighty?
Help me, somebody.
What is the land? What is the land?
You are holy, Jesus.
You are holy. Holy.
Are you Lord God?
Are you Lord God Almighty? What is the land? What is the land?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Father, deliver me from wrong location. Uncle, let me call that uncle. Father, deliver me from wrong life. Yeah. What's your name? Samuel. Okay, just hold on. Just stay here. I'm coming. Make sure I don't leave you here. Make sure I don't run away. I have a word for you. When I finished preaching in a particular country, they said to me, sir, the capital of this country is green. Listen to me. Let us take it there.
is my son, is my brother. And I said, I don't even need to pray about it. That is not my location. And he said, there's no problem. You are anointed and gifted anywhere you get to. I said, no. Location is superior to anointing. When you carry anointing to a wrong location, you will suffer because there is no provision for you there. It is the place of location that there is provision. Will you remember? Am I helping somebody? We slept in the morning, we had service. He says, have you thought about it? Let us go there. I will pay. I said, no. Buy my ticket. Lagos, Nigeria. I'm going back home. We have prayed now. Listen, opportunity will begin to come for you. But we need to pray. Father, deliver me from wrong location. Deliver me from wrong life. Say it again, say Father. Oh my God, say Father. Deliver me from wrong location. Deliver me from wrong life. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and cry. Say my prayer. Somebody at the back there, you pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Samuel, do you know there is calling on your life? Yes or no? If you don't know, tell me no. If you know, tell me yes. You don't know. Okay, good. Everybody pray with me like this. Know that I want to pray for you. I refuse to be the family scapegoat. When I call prayer, you rather pray. I will not be a scapegoat in life. When I was coming in, we were walking in with David. So I was looking at the back. I passed. I was looking at the back. And why was I looking at the back? I'm looking at you. Why was I looking at you? You carry glory, but they say you will not use the glory. Ben, I'm telling you the truth. You carry glory. Everybody here with glory. The people that say you will not use the glory, let God remove them for you in the name of Jesus. Why was that my back? I was seeing the glory. I was seeing the glory. I said, that's good. Now, he now came to stand in front of me. So I was trying to look at the glory again, but it's not. It's like there's money in fixed deposit, but you cannot touch it. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. At the back there, you're wearing red. Born in November. Run here. Let me see you. You're born in November. Don't waste my time. Is it coming? You're born in November. Come to this side. Your deliverance has started. Everybody, stretch your hand to him and be praying for yourself. But stretch your hand to him and pray for yourself. Everybody pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You should say waiting. I can't hear you. Say, by the blood of Jesus, I refuse to be a scapegoat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Are you praying there? Are they praying here? Are you praying here? Are you praying there? I refuse to be a scapegoat. Oh, Katoli. Maroto Seke. Adrobo Seke Teya. I will not be a scapegoat. Not be me you go use. Sasha, not be me you not go use. Not be me you go use. Not be my children. Not be my family. I am not your scapegoat. Are you praying? Madam at the back, are you praying? Hey, are you praying? I am not a scapegoat.
I am not a scapegoat. I am not a scapegoat. I am not a scapegoat. When they are looking for who to use, not be me who go use. Oh, Kataya. Idrobo Sekiteya. Not be me that go use, oh. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Anyone under the sound of my voice, I pray for you, you will not be a scapegoat. Why am I not hearing you? You will not be a scapegoat. Your children will not be a scapegoat. I don't like your amen. Your wife will not be a scapegoat. Your husband will not be a scapegoat. You yourself, you will not be the scapegoat. Have heart to help people, but there's nothing to show. Oh yeah, what will make you to get to that place? Oh yeah, take it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Samuel, you are delivered. See, I taught you on Sunday, if you are not in service, go and check it, that this earth is not for free. Now I taught you on Sunday that this earth with a buyer. I don't teach you. And there are people, listen to me, they are merchants. Look at me. I was in the bathroom when the Lord told me, leaf pass leaf. You know leaf? Some leaf pass another leaf. You know, no? You know, believe? Wait. Water pass water. There's much more water than light water. I was saying, I know. Three pass three. And the Lord said, man pass man. But God passed them. There are people who we call them in my language, Ajunilo. Ajunilo means person will senior you. Oh, you are connected to me. Anywhere you are, let me pray for you. Anybody will senior you. That is saying you will not rise. The Lord will senior all of us. Remove them for you in the name of Jesus. What kind of man is this? I say, anybody will senior you. And they senior you, we know. Say they senior us, sir. But because the senior, sir, a woman of God went to see a pastor because they took her land. I said, go and see the Baba. And the Baba said, I know you very well. As I'm looking at you, your blood can dry up. When she ran back to me, I said, I said, fasting. 13 days. There's 13, there's 12, there's 11. 13 days. He said, well, I said, your body will begin to dry up. That man, he know they see vision, but if you say I can say your body, it will drown. They will have killed a person when they get up because they receive judgment. Run from them. Anybody will senior you, I'm praying for you, that want to use his seniority to kill you. All that say you are not going to rise, sir, the Lord will senior also, will combat them for you in the name of Jesus. Anybody will pass you that is saying you not go pass, sir, the Lord will make them to pass out in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessing. After service, you see me, I'm going to tell you some things. I'm not saying it here. Stand up. It's not a girl, so you can't suspect me that she will join my covenant daughters. It's not a girl. It's a boy. Let us pray some more. My time has passed already, but we are going to pray two more prayer. Are you ready to pray? Father, touch my brain for productivity. No, here somebody say for productivity. Somebody will sit in the house and he will think, and from the house he will say, Benny, God gave you brain so that he can rest. Do you know that most phones that we hold in our hands, we don't unnest them until we've thrown them away. If Palacio has is what is in that phone, you have to go to school to learn it. Benny, smartphone, what is it? Likewise, what is in our head? They said, we don't use one tenth of it till we die. Father, touch my brain. He passed money. There are some things, so long, jam, you see, the Lord took me in. You know what? I can't suffer. Are you ready? Father, touch my brain for productivity. I'm not going to continue until I hear you. But say, Father, say, touch my brain for productivity. I refuse to be a storyteller in life. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and cry to God. Touch my brain for productivity. How I go run am? How I go run am? Teach me. Teach me. How I go, Father, teach me. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Are you 26 or 27? Which one of them? No, 26. Okay. November 26. For his mercy and your life forever.
Peace and your life forever. Amen.
I had when I was praying and I said November, they're gonna send me 26, 27. Okay, the shrine that they carry your case to, I command your case file to be removed from there now. Stretch your hand to him and you pray for yourself as I pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus. What is happening? We came to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say the coven where they carry my matter go. I'm going to say the shrine where they carry my case. So, Father, come out my case file. Oh, yeah, lift up your voice. Everybody cry to God. Where they carry your case. So, I command right now. That your case file is removed. Your case file is removed. Ben. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray for you, bros, and I pray for everyone here. Anywhere they have carried your case to, today, that case file disappear. I'm not taking that amen. That case file disappear. The Lord gave me a prayer and I gave it to my first daughter. Let me give it to you. From today, may you be invisible to the wicked. Before you, they rape a girl, they have been monitoring her. Benny, before they do evil to you in the office, they have been monitoring you. So I pray now, may you be invisible to the terrible in the name of Jesus. Enemies will look for you and your case file, they will not see them anymore. You are delivered from that particular problem today in the name of the Father. Shamidada, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Go and bless your pastor. Okay? Go and bless your pastor. Come on, come on, go. Go, go, go. You are free. That shrine. They can't find your case file again. Nonsense. Amen. Father said to me, I know that I will make it.
No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
With Jesus, I will make it.
With Jesus, I can make it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
In what area do you want God to say to you? Come on, go ahead and pray. Father said to me, have mercy on me. Take me to my green pasture. When God wants to say to a man, he carry him to his green pasture. Take me to my green pasture and say to me. Take me to my green pasture. Take me to my green pasture.
Somebody are not praying. Take me into my green pasture. Take me into my green pasture. Take me to my green pastor. Settle me. Is it ministry you want God to settle you? Is it financially? Is it maritally? Take me to my green pastor and settle me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Before I pray on the offering, stretch your two hands to the altars. I pray for you. The Lord says some of you are carrying projects that you cannot carry alone. The Lord surround you with people that will help you in the name of Jesus. You have a charge somewhere. You don't want anybody to know. It's fine. But the Lord said, go and take care of that child. The Lord said, the reason why you're having a problem is because you did not take care of that child. Hide the child very well, no problem. But later you are the one that will go and beg. But go and start to take care of that. You know yourself. Don't let me come to you. Go and start to take care of the child. The next time I see you and I see that you have not started taking care of the child, then I have no choice than to, because that child is crying. As they cry, you're not going to make cupboard. No green pasture, not red. Stretch your hand. Where you are going to in life, the Lord will take you there. I know here you are here. Where you are supposed to be in life, the Lord will take you there. Whatever green pasture represents to you, the Lord will take you there. Listen to me. From today, man will no longer take glory concerning your life. Bible says, help, O Lord, for this help of men. This is the season. God is helping you in the name of Jesus. Since your amen does not carry fire to the bush, I want to stop. I said, people will know that God has helped you in the name of Jesus. Where the vision, there's a vision. People don't perish. Anyone under the sound of my voice in this commission, connected to this altar worldwide, I pray for you, you will not perish in the name of Jesus. If you are listening to me now and you have already missed your way, Jesus is the way. Oh yeah, he will show you your way in the name of Jesus. Help me with your name. Make a summary prayer. Okay, I pray for you. You will not live a wrong life in the name of Jesus. You will not go to the wrong location in the name of Jesus. Your helpers will begin to hear your voice and your name in the name of Jesus. From today, may your life be green. Your business green. Your marriage green. Your destiny green. Your pocket green. Your account green. Your storehouse green. Your brain green. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Lord. Jesus mighty name we pray. Oh yeah, summer God, clap offering.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and dominion.
power.